Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have you join Dave and I on another one of these Business of Digital podcast episodes. We're going to have fun beating stuff today, right, Dave?
Yes, beating a dead horse.
So yeah, why don't you kick us off and let's get this going, sir.
So a couple weeks ago, because we don't record every week, so we're joining this, and that's why I'm calling it "We're Beating a Dead Horse." But I think not everyone pays attention to Twitter all day, and not everyone reads Roger Monty on SEJ sometimes. And I'm pretty sure there's other articles out there, and I will find some when this goes live and post those. But basically, if you couldn't tell from the title, it's bidding on your own brand. It was started by, I think he's a VP of marketing or something with a tool provider, and he, you know, started a crazy tweet storm by, he even prefaced it saying, "I know people are going to come at me, but I don't think you should bid on your own brand name." And I think a generalization like that is wrong.
I agree. Here's us beating the horse.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think as a small business owner or even up to enterprise, it all comes down to offensive and defensive. Sorry, I don't know why I have a cough today. It's annoying for me and really for you. But it comes down to defensive. And we were bidding on one of my bigger PPC accounts right now. We did it for about 3 months, 6 months, somewhere in that range. We would turn it on and off. We had their brand name as a negative for every single campaign except for that brand. And we were just trying to see what variations, and we took out things like careers, jobs, you know, some of their head people's names, and stuff like that. So it was trying to get more people interested in the product, or looking for reviews or different things like that we would do. So we'd have an ad pop up if you did a search for brand name review or brand name, you know, something like that. We would have an ad pop up. We already have internal pages, but we're like, no, let's get them into a funnel onto a landing page that specifically really pushes them down to, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
And we also did the brand, and we had it run for a while. We had some data, and then we shut it off. Completely, just straight up shut it off. Wow. And I left all of the negatives in so that we don't have any PPC showing up for their name in theory. Okay. Some slipped through. Organic rose.
Oh, wow. And I mean, it's not surprising, but.
Yeah, yeah. We were, well, that was our question is, how much are we taking from organic that we wouldn't have to pay for? That said, the CPC was like 30 cents.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah. I mean, the CPC was super small. I mean, you're talking about for...
It's ridiculous.
Well, and also in comparison, like some people were like, well, that's still 30 cents. Normally for a click, I don't have that account open right now, but we're anywhere from usually $5 to $15 with some of their variations up to 30, 35. So, you know, 100 clicks at 30 cents is not going to... It no. was very a small blip in the budget, but we had lots of clicks, and we thought, well, you know, what if we just turn it off now? No one was bidding on their name. So that was the other thing. It was like, okay, it's a defensive move and an offensive move at that time, but do we really need to play defense if no one else is bidding on our name right this moment?
Yeah, that's true.
And the answer was, you know, as we looked, we did a couple of people from different spots looked and said, okay, what if we do this one? What if we do this one? What if we do this one? You know, we looked at Ahrefs and SEMrush and, you know, did some comparisons and did some other tools and looked like, I don't really see anything. All right, let's shut it off. Huh. It's not a defensive thing anymore. And offensively, we wonder if we're shooting ourselves in the foot because we don't need it defensively. And
interesting.
The same number of leads came in, and now it's one less campaign and one less thing we have to worry about, you know? And so I think that's what, you know, the person that started this whole conversation recently was probably saying is that if you're ranking number one, why would you bid on it?
Yeah.
And I think it's not to be an SEO answer, but it depends. Like, there are other circumstances and other things that go into it.
Well, like the perfect example for us for a long time, the reason we did it was, I mean, there's always testing and stuff involved, but one of it was just more real estate taken up. I mean, quite simply, just simply to be one of the only things that's even seen on that screen, everything you. But
well, it also depends on your niche.
Yeah.
Like if you're a manufacturer, you know, say you're Nike, say you're Samsung, say you're Dell. Other people sell your products.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have an ad for Whirlpool right now showing up. Don't know why. But, you know, Whirlpool sells direct and, you know, also just from a brand awareness standpoint.
Yeah.
If your name is kind of ambiguous or, you know, if your name is, you know, Taco Stand One, you know, located in Phoenix, Arizona.
You know, a lot of competition.
Yeah, there is going to be. There's a lot of good competition too, as Matt knows. Yeah. But you know, it all goes back down to what does your budget look like? What are your priorities, offensive versus defensive? And I don't think it's a simple answer of you shouldn't do it.
No,
or you should do it.
I
think it's as everything, it's something you should test.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the example that you shared with the testing that you did should, like, that should have been enough for everyone to hear. I mean, that right there tells you what you need to know.
But it does, but it doesn't. It's I think it's something you have to monitor too.
Yeah.
So,
well, what from all the, because this was one story that I think when it came out, like, you were paying attention to a little bit better than me, but what, like, looking back, what would you say the most, you know, what side were people on the most? Were they split pretty even? Was it leaning more towards one way?
Usually towards you should do it when needed. Like Martin McDonald had a quote that I know showed up and it was in this article. It was, he's on the SEO side, but he said, I've tested this multiple times against hundreds of millions of dollars in brand spend in controlled tests. Bidding on your brand term every time was the ROI winner.
Mm.
And then Ryan Jones, we know, also had, what's that?
It's just hard to argue with that statement.
Yeah,
but
you got to test it.
Yeah.
Ryan said, you know, done this test too. Bidding on your brand is always better, except when not doing it means that Google shows zero ads and you rank number one, which again, if no one is bidding on your name and you don't have, like, I talked with someone earlier this year that had a reputation issue.
Mm.
And so one of the things that we were looking at was showing ads up there with site links to reviews and things to combat some of that stuff on page one.
Interesting.
So again, it wasn't offensive. It was kind of defensive, but it was also kind of offensive because we were still trying to capture people that might looked at organically at stuff that we didn't like. And also, you could also think of it offensively if, along that same lines, say you have a new product launch coming out and people always just search your name, but they don't know about that new product. Why not create an ad for yourself where that product comes up number one?
Oh.
And do awareness.
Yeah.
I mean, then it's just an awareness, you know, thing.
Yeah.
Or in that other one, it was a reputation. It was like, we were going to show site links and stuff to different reviews and videos and testimonials and different conversion pages that we normally might send people to.
Well, I like it from what you said, simply from the new product point of view. Like, you know, if you have like something new coming out, and that's a great way to get it right there in front center. So that's a great idea that even I learned right now.
Well, and you could do it for your brand on different things. Like maybe, you know, your, because IT is backed up or just the system you're on is a horrible user experience for support or for something. And you notice that in your Google search queries and maybe in your, you know, your search terms for Google Ads, that people keep searching for this one thing. And once they get on the site, they're just not finding it. So why not, if you can't change the SEO side, you can do it from the PPC side.
That's
and why
great.
Not in Google and Bing protect yourself or try to get in front of it and say, hey, we saw, you know, looking for this part. Here it is. Boom. We'll take you right to it. And it'll cost you a little bit of money, but then you'll have a happy customer.
Yeah.
Stay a customer. rather than a customer who is annoyed that they can't find the part or they can't find the answer they want on your stupid site.
Perfectly put.
I mean, I was at, I know this will shock you, but I was at a concert recently, and before that I was at a brewery.
You know what? I don't even have to reply to that.
I know. And I may have been hanging out with a couple of people that are brewers. Again, shock. Shocker. That was by chance. They just happened to be there that day. They didn't even work there.
Funny.
I know. I didn't get any work done for that hour. But it was an interesting thing because the two guys were talking about a product that they were, one was thinking about, and the other one gave feedback. And one of the feedback was, he was like, it's blah, 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 but the customer service is awesome. He's like, just for that alone, we use XYZ.
Wow, that's great.
And so it goes back to the retention and defensive, kind of somewhere in between defensive and offensive. If you just look at it as, oh, well, our leads are the same, but also the quality of leads are the same, and all of these other things, then don't bid on it. You know, do a test. But think of other reasons, or there might be other ways or things that you're trying to achieve that you can do it. Like, you know, a new product launch.
Just don't get caught up in the just the brand name part of it that we've been talking about. Realize that there's many, many, many different opportunities and ways to take advantage of something like that, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And I don't know, I didn't even think of this as we were discussing doing this topic. I wonder if there's any examples out there of like a write-up or something or a case study that people have done. Before this goes live, we will drop one. So if you don't usually visit the site or dig into our write-ups, go check out, you know, the website and go find our case study, because I honestly do not have one right this moment. I did not think of that. But I will find one and leave you one.
We're not perfect here, people.
No, sometimes when you're just talking, you just think of something. You're like, yeah, that's another good reason. Like, we had an outline, but that wasn't one of the things. I just thought of it.
Or maybe you have a good reason to put Ryan to work.
Yes.
So
maybe he has one. But yeah, I don't think it's so cut and dry as yes or no. I don't think it's, you just don't do it. I think you test it, depending on your budget. And also, you know, if you're a brand new company or a startup and you don't even rank on page one for your website, your brand name, would you do it then?
Yeah.
You know, what if, or think about this, what if a new company was starting where you work, a new restaurant, and wanted to get in front of you, Matt, for barbecue or taco, you know, the new taco place. And they want to get in front of you before they open so that when they open, they already have an email list.
Yeah.
Why don't they target you on Google Maps or just Google in general if you go, you know, tacos, you know, Mexican food near blah, blah, blah.
I think Dave wants tacos for lunch.
I mean, that's, I just had lunch. I was fasting the last 2 days, so I was very happy to have lunch.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, again, that's not quite a brand play, but for me, it kind of is.
Yeah,
it's an excuse to get into PPC. You get your brand, and then you start bidding on your brand again at the same time. It's kind of a trying to force people to search your name. And since you're not there yet, you know, back and forth, then it's a little bit of a couple things. But I just don't think it's bidding on certain keywords for any reason. I think sometimes there's a way, and sometimes you just got to test things. I was just doing a test one with some keywords that are so top of funnel that 95% of the searches and the clicks we got and still get are just junk.
Yeah.
They're not relevant. Our negative keyword list for them is just ridiculously long.
Dang.
But the ROI is there.
So this is what we're saying. We're going to give
look
you
at the ROI, look at your goals, you know, it
depends
on something like that. It depends.
That's what I was going for. That's anyway, it's right where it needs to be, but anyway,
it does
ahead.
Depend. Well, and then there's also the, just the incremental. And that was one of the things that we did look at. So that 3 to 6 month test, we tried to get an idea of, year over year, were we up or down? Like, how did that impact us? To the best we could. I mean, I don't think we did a super diligent look, But, you know, we looked at it and said, okay, well, we're redoing all these things. We're just going to cut it and see if there's a loss because, and then we went back and looked at it and we're like, organic was up. This was up. These other ones were up. These weren't down. You know, we didn't see anything that jumped out at us. No, maybe we lost a couple leads or maybe we didn't. Yeah. But there was no huge difference in volume across any channels by our change. There's no one bidding on that name. So it was like, you know, one less thing we have to worry about for now.
No, that's perfect. That's great, man. So
test it. That's it.
Test it, guys. Realize it's okay to say it depends sometimes. And, you know, just if while you're getting into this, if any questions come up, if you have any things that you want to talk about or whatever related to it, you know that we're always just a, you know, a little keystroke away. So,
and I'll leave the link to the Twitter ever ongoing thing. Not that I want to be the one to spark it up, but whatever. But yeah, right. Test it.
Well, thanks guys. And, well, for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltel with Avalanche Media, and look forward to hearing your feedback and having you join us on the next one, guys. We'll see you later.
Thanks. Bye.